Megan, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
No problem, Steph. Thanks for having me.
So Milo is fairly synonymous with controversy. Everywhere he goes, it seems to follow him. How much of this is reality and based on fact, whereas how much, I suppose, is rumour and hearsay?
Look, he's not shy in coming forward about his stance on various issues. He's been known for, he's previously said that he wants Muslims sent back to Middle East, or that they should be. One of his most or more controversial statements was earlier this year when he said that older men could help young boys discover who they are sexually. He was called a pedophile. He denied that, but he was forced to ultimately step down from his role as an editor of a right-wing magazine. That's just sort of the tip of the iceberg. He's anti-same-sex marriage, so he's certainly quite polarising. Although, having said that, he has many, many supporters as well, which is, I think, what sort of brought these clashes to a head last night. He's saying that after the US, that his biggest audience is in Australia. Last night, which we saw in Melbourne, was that he did have a lot of people attending his speaking tour called Troll Academy, and that has attracted a whole lot of sort of left-wing groups that have come out to protest that. And then we've seen that turn quite violent. There were punches thrown. Police were forced to use pepper spray on some of them. I just spoke with police again earlier this morning. They were saying that two men were arrested for discharging missiles, which were rocks they used. There was a police officer injured. So it did turn quite ugly by all accounts.
Well, I was going to say, it's not the first time that violence has happened outside one of his speaking events. It seems to happen all over the US as well.
It does, yes. But I mean, I think he seems to thrive on that sort of attention. He refers to himself as the most controversial man in the world. He's also called himself the internet supervillain, and he uses that to promote a lot of his shows. So I don't think it's something that he's ultimately against. He's come out this morning saying that the violence of last night is indicative of an issue with Australia and taking issue with free speech. So I don't think he sees it that he is the problem here. From what he said, it seems to be, you know, sort of situated around free speech issues and those that he sees as not being tolerant of that.
I do have to say, Troll Academy is the title for a tour, does seem to say a lot as well.
Exactly, very provocative. And I mean, his supporters are much the same in that they're also not afraid to speak their minds. Many of those that were there last night were wearing Make America Great Again Trump caps, had flags. There were some Nazi flags there.
Whoa.
Some of the protesters were reportedly chanting and vulgarities followed by, which implied along the lines of "get out of here, Nazis." It really was a scene probably not often seen in Australia of getting to that level in protest, as they're typically quite peaceful, but this one obviously not so much.
It is absolutely nuts, you know, the fact that we even have to discuss Nazis being out on the streets. Jeez. Continue.
Well, that's another one of the criticisms about Milo, is that he is known to have ties with white nationalists and neo-Nazis. So it's another reason that he's extremely polarising, because he does have ties to people in those groups.
And so Yiannopoulos, he does have a couple of events scheduled. One's actually happening in Sydney tonight. I mean, judging by what's gone on, I mean, do we know what we can expect? Do you think, I guess, it's just going to be a situation repeating itself like the one we saw in Melbourne?
Look, I haven't heard anything about more protests being organised for tonight as yet, but I don't doubt that there'll be a strong police presence, as there was in Melbourne. That was something they anticipated, that there would be protests last night. So I dare say that the same will apply at his future events throughout Australia and probably elsewhere. Also, as you said earlier, it's something that has followed him in all of his tours. I mean, another one that he did quite some time ago was called, he's a openly a gay man, and he called his tour Dangerous Faggot. It was a college tour that he did in the US, and that also caused riots among many college students who were protesting the fact that he was doing that and calling it that and what have you. So I think he's known as somebody that that at these events these things can be triggered. So it does seem that police are fairly all over that.
And just before I do let you go, Megan, I mean, he's been invited to actually speak at Australian Parliament as well, much to the ire of quite a few people. But what, I guess, does that say about our current political climate?
Look, I don't really know what it says. I know that he does have a strong following. I'm not sure sort of the percentage of Australians that I do support him and don't, but I certainly do know that after last night, and even following when I wrote about this yesterday, I received a lot of emails from people who do support him. And I mean, you know, that obviously exists, and I'm not sure if possibly the politicians are feeling the pressure to allow him more of a platform because they realise that he has some support within Australia. But it will certainly be interesting to see what he has to say and how that all flies in Parliament.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be one to watch. Megan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problems at all. Thank you.